It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. This week, Michigan State Police Director jumped into the debate over the decision of some NFL players to take a knee during the national anthem. A few days ago, Colonel Christy Etchew shared a post on her Facebook page that referred to those players as anti-American degenerates. She later apologized for the post, but some have called for her resignation. Governor Snyder says the apology is enough and has no plans to ask Etchew to resign, though now she's facing an internal review by her department. Jack, what do you make of all this?
Well, she's certainly given herself a knee to her career, which is irrevocably damaged. It's not at all clear that she can survive. Governor Snyder, you may recall, has a great deal of difficulty firing anybody. He got criticized severely for waiting forever to fire anybody in the Flint water crisis, but it's pretty clear that the next governor will get rid of her if she's not gone already, and it's sort of mystifying why someone who's in charge of the public safety would think it was all right to post that certain people are degenerates. She also really didn't apologize. This is part of the problem. She said she felt bad if anybody's feelings were hurt, but she didn't repudiate what she posted.
State House Speaker Tom Leonard and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan this week unveiled their plan to overhaul the state's no-fault auto insurance. The plan includes a requirement that auto insurers roll back rates for certain types of insurance plans. It would also let drivers choose between unlimited coverage plans or plans with a coverage cap. Critics say personal injury protection caps will shift costs to Medicaid and ultimately the state's taxpayers. Jack, do you think Leonard and Duggan's plan has legs or is it back to the drawing board?
Well, this is a very complex thing. It's very easy to see both sides' viewpoint here. Car insurance rates in Detroit are astronomical, and it's inhibiting the ability of the city to attract people. Everybody understands that. But there's all sorts of questions with this, indeed, about these catastrophic accidents. People will pay for as little as possible, but the fund the state has for people who are insured is more than enough to cover them, but this would cause a problem. But there's another big problem, which is that the state Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff says that this bill will be dead when it reaches the Senate, that this is price fixing, and he wants nothing to do with it. So I think this will get the discussion going, but I'd be absolutely astonished if a bill comes out of it.
Vice President Mike Pence was in Auburn Hills Thursday to stump for the Republican Party's tax cut plan. Basically, the plan would cut corporate and personal income taxes and get rid of some deductions. Pence says the plan will benefit working-class families and boost the economy. The Michigan Democratic Party says the Republican tax plan will raise taxes on working people and line the pockets of the rich. Jack, what's your take?
Well, I think it's a tip-off that he went to announce this at the Association of Manufacturers, is not on a factory floor. People who have studied this in detail, it won't necessarily raise taxes on the poorest people. It will a little bit in some cases. It won't do anything to help them. It'll do an astronomical amount to help the very richest Americans. They're the ones who are going to really benefit, and government will have less money to do what it needs. So people who are not billionaires or not partisan Republicans cast a very jaundiced eye at this tax plan, but Republicans have the votes, and it'll be to see if they can ram it through.
Medical marijuana dispensaries would be able to stay open while they wait for a license under a new bill this week. This comes after the state board, which regulates dispensaries, announced that pot shops have to close by December 15th or risk not getting a license at all. The board says the procedure is fair and efficient, but one of the new bill's sponsors called it an overreach. What do you think, Jack?
I think if someone comes to you and says, I'm from the government and I'm going to be fair and efficient, you want to put your hands on your wallet. This all stems back to the mess that occurred when we legalized medical marijuana back in 2008. There was nothing set up for a delivery system, for a way to grow these plants safely, for people to get them, and it was sort of jerry-built. You know, some people like Attorney General Bill Schuette who want to forbid all marijuana whatsoever, and then there are people who want to legalize it for recreational use. So it'll take some time for this to be sorted out, but it's going to be sort of a disaster if the poor people who have diseases that are helped by marijuana, if they can't get their marijuana legally, they may go buy it in places that aren't entirely safe for them to buy it.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your insights and try to have a good weekend.
I'll picture you in your red flannel raking those leaves, Rebecca.
No, I don't want to rake leaves. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.